Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Blessings to all. Welcome to the Kingdom Online Church. This is your host and lead pastor, Minetta Hare, Apostle Minetta Hare. We send our blessings and greetings to each of you on this glorious day that the Lord has made. We're excited to be back as we continue our series 17 Wisdom Principles for Success. If this is your first time joining in with us, we pray that you will be blessed, you will be strengthened, inspired, encouraged, and empowered by this online Kingdom Church experience. I want you to grab the Bible, something to write with, something to write on, and we want to go forth. We have a full teaching this morning, and if you are live with us, we want you to share this on your social media platform. Share with your friends, your family, your church members, your coworkers, your neighbor. We are recording live. You'll be able to go back, download to our podcast 24/7. I'm going to share numerous of scripture with you. Some I will read aloud for your hearing. Some I will just give to you to go and study and read and meditate and pray about regarding these 17 wisdom principles for success. For many of you who have been with us for the last 2.5 months, we have embarked upon this series. And so you will have an opportunity, beloved, to go back and download our podcast 24/7 for the 17 biblical, spiritual, wisdom principle for success and victory in your life. Amen, amen, amen. And so just a quick review. I always like to do that, just a reminder of the principles that we have covered already here on our online church that's designed to equip, train, prepare, and activate disciples of Christ for a time such as this, that we want to release you into your purpose, your destiny, God's plan for your life. And so when we look at these biblical principles, they are wisdom nuggets that you need for today to be victorious and successful. So we're looking at, it gives you a holistic way that is going to help you in the various areas of your life. As 3 John 2 says, beloved, I pray that you prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. And so these nuggets, these spiritual nuggets, these wisdom principles are what you need for success and victory. And so we have shared with you already 15 of those nuggets. And they are, thus far, number one, trust in God. Trust in God. Number two, humility. Three, confess and repentance. Number four, integrity. Five, courage. Six, fellowship. Seven, kindness. Eight, goodness. Nine, faithfulness. 10, joy. 11, control. They sound like the fruit of the Spirit. Some are. 12, wisdom. In 13, faithfulness. 14, prayer and meditation. These are all wisdom principles for success and victory in your life. Number 15, persevere. And so if you want to hear more in depth of those past 15 wisdom nuggets that I shared, you can go back and download through our Blog Talk Radio here on the New Voice. Amen. Amen. And so this morning, beloved, our 16th nugget is giving. That's right. Giving. G-I-V-I-N-G. Giving. The power of giving. You want success. You want victory in your life. You must be a giver. And so I'm going to share with you several passages of scripture on giving this morning. And I know this will be a part two, maybe a part three, as we look at this wisdom key for success in our lives and victory. I want, as a foundational scripture, in 2 Corinthians, 9, verse 7. And it says to us, let every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. God loveth a cheerful giver. And so, beloved, this passage of scripture tells us each of us should give what you have decided in your heart or under compulsion, for the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And today I want you to ponder upon what exactly is a cheerful giver. That's the question, beloved. What exactly is a cheerful giver? As we look at these passage scriptures of cheerfulness, it's required. It's a requirement of God. And so Romans chapter 12, 8 says, or he that exalteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. For God loves a cheerful giver. And so we're looking at our heart, beloved. As I read, that God loves a cheerful giver. In 2 Corinthians, chapter 8, I want to read a full passage of scripture there, starting at verse 10. 2 Corinthians, chapter 8, verse 10. And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you who have begun before, not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now, therefore, perform the doing of it. And as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also which you have. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. So, a cheerful giver. What exactly is a cheerful giver? Beloved, the scripture is telling us, as we have looked at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, I want you to read starting at verse 1. For as touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for us to write to you. For I know that the forwardness of your mind, your heart, which I boast of you to them of Macedonia. Yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you shall be in vain in this behalf, that as I said, you may be ready, lest haply, if they of Macedonia come with me and find you unprepared, we, that we say not ye, should be ashamed in the same confidence of boasting. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brothers that they may go before you and make up for him your bounty, your offering, whereof you have noticed, therefore, that the same may be ready as a matter of bounty and not of covet. This is talking about giving. Paul is talking to us about giving. And then that verse that I just read, every man according as he, this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. That's the word of God telling us in our giving that we have liberty in our giving, liberality in our giving as a kingdom principle for success, for victory, for wisdom. Amen. So the word of God has laid it out about our giving in Proverbs 14:21. It says, he that despises his neighbors, sinner, but he that have mercy on the poor, happy, blessed is he. And 29 says in Proverbs, the righteous consider the cause of the poor, but the wicked regardeth not to know it. Proverbs 3:9 tells us, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Liberality in your giving. For Ecclesiastes 11:1 tells us, cast thy bread upon the water, for thou shalt find it many days after many days. Give a portion to 7 and also to 8, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the land. Are you a cheerful giver? What exactly is a cheerful giver? Think about the power of giving, beloved. You can never outgive God. You want success and victory in your life? Become a cheerful giver. Jesus said in Matthew 19:21, he said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give it to the poor. He's talking to the rich young ruler, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great wealth. He had great possession. Then said Jesus to his disciples, verily I say to you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to come and go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? For God loves a cheerful giver, beloved. Are you a cheerful giver? Mark 10:21. Tells us, in the sense of being liberal in our giving, then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, that thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at this saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possession. And Jesus looked around about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Jesus proposed the question to his disciples, to his students, to those followers. And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among them, who then can be saved? Now, this is the same passage of scripture Matthew talked about. And here we see Mark speaking about this as well, beloved. God loves a cheerful giver. Was that young rich ruler a cheerful giver? No. Because it tells us that he went away sorrowful because he had great possession, material things. He had great wealth. But we see what Jesus said, that you would have treasure in heaven. That I want you to understand, God has no problem with you having material possessions, but it should not have you, because it flows from the heart, beloved. That's what 2 Corinthians 9:7 tells us, that each of us should give what you have decided in your heart to give. Not reluctantly, not under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. A couple more scriptures, beloved. We're building this foundation on the power of giving, because many times this is the trap that the enemy uses against the Christian believer. Are you a giver or a taker? Are you a get? Me, myself, and I, my four no more? Or are you a giver of the love that God has given unto you? And so here in Luke 3:11, the word of the Lord says, he answered and said unto them, he that hath two coats, let him impart to him that have none. And he that have meat, let him do likewise. It's very simple, beloved, in the natural sense, that you see someone that may have lack, be it coat, be it food, that you are to impart, you are to share out of your abundance. You only can wear one coat at one time. And so then, as we know, many very familiar passage of scripture on giving found in Luke 6:38. For it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet with it shall be measured to you again. Simple principle, beloved. Give and it shall be given to you. The same measure that you give will be given unto you, will be measured back to you, beloved. So, beloved, I'm saying to you, you want success, you want victory in your life, be a cheerful giver.
as you ponder this upon your heart today, beloved, as the Word of God, many times in our thoughts, in our training, in our beliefs about giving. And so over these next two gatherings here on the Kingdom Gathering Online Church, I'm praying that you have even greater revelation to the gift of giving, the power of giving, that you would have liberty in your giving, that a spirit of liberality would come upon you in your giving. We see many examples throughout the Word of God. The widow's mite, she gave her all. That's what Jesus said. That he was watching as the people cast money, as the people gave into the treasure. And many that were rich cast in much. But a certain widow, she threw in two mites. And then he called his disciples as a teaching moment. And he said to them, "Verily I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast more in than all that which have cast into the treasure. For all they did cast in out of their abundance, out of their surplus. But she of her want did cast in all she had, even all her living." So she gave 100%. 100%. Not out of her abundance, her overflow, what she had extra. What a gift when she separated from the finances, from the money. And she gave it all. Think about that, beloved. And then we see the parable of the Good Samaritan. Another gift of giving, power of giving, beloved. It's found in Luke 10. And you can read verse 29 through 37. This parable of the gift of giving. He was a cheerful giver. That this Good Samaritan had come upon a man who had been robbed and everything taken from him, his money, his clothes. They injured him, and they left him to die. But we see in this parable, several came upon the man. One was a priest that was probably on the way to the temple, and he passed by him on the other side. The priest, the preacher. And then there was a Levite, a worshiper, on the way to the temple. And he was on, he looked at it, and he passed him by on the other side. And then we see, beloved, the Samaritan, the half-breed, those that were not considered be the children of God. But here he came upon and he had compassion on him. See, your giving is connected to your love thermometer, beloved, because God loves a cheerful giver. Are you a cheerful giver? When you think about a life of service, it is one that will richly be rewarded. this good Samaritan. He went to him. He had compassion. He bound up. He ministered to his wounds. He poured oil and wine, and he set him on his beast. He put him in his mode of transportation to an inn, and he took care of him. Are you a cheerful giver? Compassion, care for others. He was right there. And the next day, he departed his way. He went on about his business, but he paused. He stopped to take care of that man, take care of that victim, to take care of the poor, the disenfranchised. And he even, beloved, ministered by giving and taking care of his expenses. Then he gave it to the host. He gave it to the owner of the inn and said that he would take care of whatever cost, whatever other expenses, when he would come that way and he would repay. Oh, what a cheerful giver. What an example of being a cheerful giver. That he had the opportunity to show the love of God in his heart for another. Oh, the power of giving. You want good success? You want victory in your life? You want accomplishment and achievement and prosperity and wealth and riches to flow in your life? Become a cheerful giver like the Samaritan. Think about that, beloved. The passage in Luke 10:36 says, "Now which of these thinketh thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He showeth mercy on him." Then said Jesus unto him, "Go and do likewise." That's an instruction that the disciples received. That we are to love God with our whole heart, mind, and soul, and then love our neighbor as we love ourselves. So, beloved, I just want you to ponder upon the question that I propose to you today. What exactly is a cheerful giver? Are you a cheerful giver according to the word of God? I want you just to ponder upon that. Read forth those scriptures that I have shared with you as we continue this journey of looking at 17 biblical principles for success and victory in our lives. In Jesus' name, we'll be back next week as we continue to look at the giver bless, that you are blessed to be a blessing. You don't want to miss it. I encourage you to listen to this session, that you be led by the Holy Spirit again, this teaching, that it will apply in your life 1,000 times more, that the Lord would bless and increase you as he has promised in Jesus' name. So as we come to a close, I want to share, join with us again tomorrow, live at 5, Monday through Friday. Join with us as we pray, as we decree and declare the word of God in our lives, over our lives. You can join with us 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check our Facebook page out. It will be posted there. We have some exciting programs and events coming up. We want to share with you this day that you would be excited on what God is doing in the ministry that we want to extend to you to become a partner of hope. That you can, beloved, be a blessing to the ministry and become a giver. Amen. become a tither as you offer first fruits unto the Lord through your gifts, your tithe, and your offering, that you would be a blessing to the works of this ministry entrusted in our hands. Amen, amen, amen. You can do that through our PayPal account, through our secured email account, which is faithatworkmissions, with an S, at gmail.com. faithatworkmissions, with an S, at gmail.com. Come and be a blessing to what God is doing through us as we carry the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the nations of the world. Amen, amen, amen. Just want you to mark your calendar. We have coming up also this weekend, March the 24th and 25th, our Wise Women of Wealth Global Tour launch and kickoff for 2017. This is a two-day conference on personal and professional development. We're encouraging all of the women that are listening in, invest in yourself. Invest in your success. Our information is posted on our social media platform. You'll be able to listen in and get further details. We also are part of Eventbrite. Can go to eventbrite.com and register for the conference. And then April the 24th, 28th, April 28th, 29th, and 30th, we'll be hosting our Women's Retreat Empowerment Weekend. We want you to mark your calendar now and register today and receive a discount and save some money. We want you to be a part of that. We are excited what God is doing in this season through the Daughters of Zion, through the Women of God. And so we're excited you can become a part of our Sponsor a Sister, Empower a Woman Campaign 1000, and support a woman of God who are carrying the work, doing the work, who would like to be a part of our upcoming program. We are excited that God is raising up in this time and season women entrepreneurs. That's right, women millionaires and billionaires. And so we're excited, and we want you to be a part of Campaign 1000, Sponsor a Sister, Empower a Woman. Those are our upcoming announcements to share with you this morning. Come with us on Wednesday evening for our weekly Bible study. You can dial in at 712-770-4160. And the pin is 313954#. That is our ministry conference call, free conference call line for our Live at 5 prayer call. And that's daily, Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our Wednesday Bible study. You want to be a part of what God is doing as we go forth in achieving good success and creating prosperity and wealth in our lives. This is the day truly that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, say now, send your salvation. Lord God, we pray, we beseech you to send prosperity and success today in our lives. That is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Go in peace. Shalom, shalom. This is Apostle Manetta here. God bless each of you.